Warning, this episode contains squeamish references to important male parts. Listener and host discretion is advised. Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. My name is Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is a shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories that you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man like, or things you have experienced where you encountered some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
Yep, and we got an email this week from Patty from here in Florida, but...
Oh, I'm not pronouncing that name. I always want to say Titsville.
Yeah, I know. Titusville. Yep. And Patty's email said, "Hey guys, enjoying the chuckles as I'm roasting in the sun. I work at a nursery, the plant park, and it's been brutal here on the East Coast with the heat and no rain, but within sight of the KSC launch pad."
Sweet.
"Thought this might be of some amusement. Cheers from Patty at the plant park." So KSC, that's the Kennedy Space Center.
That is correct.
That's really cool. I almost might work outside in the heat if I could see the rockets.
Close you are.
Yeah.
Well, there ain't a whole lot of rockets.
I mean, if you could see it, that'd be really cool. But no, I ain't working outside.
All right.
I'm not really the physical manual labor kind of guy, as those of you who will.
I refuse to. I can either confirm nor deny that, Joel.
I'm proudly, proudly an indoor kid. You want to read this one?
All right.
Or you want me to?
I got it.
All right.
Here we go, folks. Believe it or not, this is actually from Florida.
Yes.
We didn't have it in our real show?
No.
We didn't pick it up.
Because Patty was nice enough to send this to us in the email.
Okay.
That, we wanted to put it in the quickie.
All right.
And I wanted to get this one out pretty quick, too. So this one's going out like in a couple days from when we're recording it.
So here we go. Florida woman squeezes. Bleh. Fuck that one. So here we go. Florida woman squeezes. Damn it! Fuck me.
Squeezes.
Skeezes. Man's testicles so they hard they had to bleed. All right. All right, here we go. This story. All right, here we go. Florida woman squeezes man's testicles.
It's a hard sentence to get through.
It is. I'm trying really hard.
It's very difficult.
I'm trying. I'm gonna concentrate. I'm gonna slow down. Joel, don't stand up.
I need to stand up for this.
All right, here we go. I got it this time.
Okay.
Florida woman squeezes man's testicles so hard they bleed.
Ow. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sorry I had to read it so slow, but this was on take number four. Mm-hmm. For those, you just heard the edit.
I'm just going to leave it all in.
Oh, fantastic.
It's understandable in this case.
Whew. All right. A Florida woman was arrested for allegedly attacking her boyfriend, where she grabbed his nutsack and squeezed him so hard they bled. Damn.
Ow.
Damn. Around 4:30 a.m. on Tuesday, June the 4th, Indian Harbor Beach police responded to a residence regarding a domestic violence incident on Veronica Court in Indian Harbor Beach.
The listeners can't see me, but I'm like... standing up and like moving back and forth.
You're gyrating, Joel. I can't decide if I'm getting turned on or whether it's offensive.
No, I'm just trying to.
Upon arrival, a man at the residence told police that his girlfriend, 20-year-old Katie Lynn Pitchford, became enraged and struck him with a brush and her fist. Okay.
Am I getting
a hairbrush, or are we talking I guess a hairbrush?
Toothbrush.
Yeah, a toothbrush would be a horrible weapon.
I'm assuming it's a hairbrush.
Unless you're Jason Bourne, a toothbrush should be a horrible weapon.
I don't know. Does it have a little pick on the end? If it has a little pick on the end, then you could...
I don't know. All right. Pitchford also allegedly scratched the left side of her boyfriend's face and grabbed him by the throat so that he could not breathe. Dude, she is kicking your ass.
Well, you know, you really shouldn't hit a woman. So, I mean, maybe he was trying to get away, which he should have, because this is obviously unacceptable behavior from her. But
I don't know what provoked it, but yeah. So anyway, the boyfriend also told police that
but
she
don't
quote,
victim blame, because, you know, maybe he didn't do anything. And she
I don't know. We don't know. On this one, we don't know. That she told police that, quote, she grabbed him by the balls and squeezed them until they were bleeding.
Ah, how hard that's, I mean,
for your nutsack to bleed
from squeezing. Now, if she scratched him, I can understand.
He must have been bleeding.
I
bet this is one time you're thankful that, boy, if that ever happened to you, yours hadn't dropped yet. So, I mean, it would be. Joel, I'm sorry. That was uncalled for.
I have at least one child that I can verify that.
The Florida woman who was already under felony probation for resisting arrest for violence was arrested for battery domestic violence and booked into the Brevard County Sheriff's under a, quote, no bond clause.
Ooh.
You're damn right you're going to get a bond.
Now, you need to go to the link in the show notes. Phil, I've already got her picture pulled up here.
All right, let me see.
I'd let her squeeze my nuts.
Oh, not until they bled, no.
Not until they bled.
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
She, okay.
Why didn't you show me that before I read the story?
Because I wanted you to get something in your mind of what you thought.
That was not what I thought.
No, definitely not. So have you heard of the crazy hot scale?
The crazy hot scale.
Yes.
Now, is that like what they use to test pepper sauces?
No.
Like whether it's in Tabasco or, you know.
No, this was a scale that was made famous by Barney Stinson on How I Met Your Mother. So it's basically a chart where on the Y axis, you have the woman's level of crazy, low to high. And then on the X axis, you have her level of hot. And so there's a line that goes from the bottom corner to the top right. As long as she's underneath that line, so she's hotter than she is crazy, you're all good.
Okay.
This one is above that line.
Fuck.
Stay the fuck away. Although
we don't know what he did, and we don't know. So we don't know what he did. But
again, you're victim blaming.
Damn.
She squeezed his nuts hard enough to bleed. Now
I have a lump in my throat. That's
I got a lump somewhere. Looking at this picture,
Joel.
I'm just saying.
Usually that only happens when you bring up the midget porn.
You know, she's got all four of her limbs, it looks like, from this picture. So, but.
Damn.
I'd.
No, you would not, Joel. No, you're not.
No, she wouldn't let me.
No, you wouldn't get close to that. So let's be honest with ourselves for once. Okay, my friend.
Yeah. No.
No. No. No. You wouldn't get within 100 feet of that.
Not without a restraining order.
That's our listener story for this week, folks. If you have a story you want us to cover on the Quickest Show, whether it's any local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamanpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in the ER.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. Y'all have a great week. Peace.
Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside, it's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. A Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
Damn, did he bleed out his nuts or his dick?
It sounds like he bled out his nuts.
How can you bleed out your nutsack?
I don't know.